As a youth, you are in the foundational phase of your life, and it's the choices you make now that determine how your life turns out. On Youth Cruise, Joseph Dinwoke shares insights that could help you make the right choices in preparation for a great future.
In the last episode, I explained to you how what you can do to position yourself so your uncle can help you. The emphasis in that episode is just helping you understand how to make it easy or possible for your uncle to help you. Of course, I explained to you that you need to recognize you need his help. You need to now move beyond recognition to seeking his help. Ignore his imperfection and stick with where you have common ground. Then I also told you to stick with your common ground in your discussion. That way you don't build acrimony, bitterness, and disaffection between each other in the course of trying to receive or give help to each other. Now, other thing you can also do is to make it easy for you to be helped. When you are done doing these things, your chance of being helped by your uncle increases very high. But again, it doesn't guarantee he's going to help you. It doesn't guarantee he will extend the help that he actually has the capacity to give you. So what do you do at such times? What a lot of people do is that they call their uncle stingy. They say, that wicked man, idiot, get out. Upon everything they did for him, he's an ingrate. You know, they keep spreading bad things about them. Some of them don't even call them again. When they call, you don't pick their call. When you see them, you don't greet them. When you see their children, their wife or their husband or people connected to them, you hate them. That is not the way to go. And why you do all this in sometimes is because you actually think he's stingy. I want to help you understand this. Before you call your uncle stingy, you need to decide really whether he's stingy or you have a problem. Do you understand that? Now, here's what I want you to understand. When your uncle refuses to help you, there are many things involved. Yes, there are many things involved. One of them could be that he actually is incapacitated. Yes, you may think he's working in NNPC, working in Glow, working in, bank. And you feel he's making 500,000 naira every 2 days. In fact, when they add his allowance, it's now 2.3 million that he makes every 5 days. You can make all those calculations. And because of that, you feel, once I go to this uncle, he should be at least be able to release 100K for me. You know, you have that kind of estimation in your head. And then you go to him and say, uncle, I beg, I will get 50K for school fees. He say, no, I don't have money this time around. And therefore, you think he's actually wicked or stingy. Let me tell you something you need to understand about life. When a man is growing, his problem is growing. Let me not say problem. His responsibilities are growing. As a little boy now, you are a student. You don't have any responsibility. Okay, you have responsibility. Your responsibility is to collect money from your parents and go and buy food and eat. You don't have the responsibility that there is a human being that is dependent on you, a wife that is dependent on you for feeding children, dependent for school fees, rent to pay, and all of those things. So you think that because it's any 500,000 naira or 1 million naira every 2 days or every month, it means he has more money than he needs. That is not completely true. For his level in life, the responsibility he has may be so strong that the money he has gets so spent that he can actually get to a point where he doesn't have enough money to spare. So what I want you to understand is this. Before you call your uncle stingy, understand that chances are that why he couldn't help was because he's incapacitated. Maybe you think your uncle is connected. He's a senator. He's a special advisor to a governor or a president. Yet he couldn't get you a job. Sometimes the problem is that he could not get you a job because he doesn't have the capacity. Sometimes the problem is that he wanted to, but he doesn't have the way to do it. Sometimes he doesn't even know how. Sometimes he doesn't want to soil his garment. Sometimes he's avoiding asking people for a favor that he knows he cannot return when they seek favor from him. So before you call your uncle stingy for not helping you with money, not helping you with connection, not helping you with business, not helping you with opportunities, please understand that chances are that they're actually incapacitated and not because they are wicked or stingy. Do you understand that? One other thing I want you to understand is this. They have their own headache. Yes, your uncle, he has his own headache. You think you should be his problem? He doesn't think so. He has a wife. Maybe his wife is not even working. Maybe his wife is working, but is not making enough money to take care of themselves. Maybe his wife is working, but is a very stupid woman in that the woman spends more money than they make. Maybe she's just living a high society life on the man's small salary or on the man's big salary, which result that at the end of the month, at the end of the year, the man has little or nothing to spare. So he has his own headache. And let's assume his wife is also working. Everything is working out together. I want to let you understand something. It is not because of you they were born. Yes, they have their own plans. They have their own ideas. They have their own strategies and plans. They have things they want to pursue. So you need to understand that why you think he should spare you his 50,000 naira, 100,000 or 200,000 naira for you, he actually think he should spend the money to build his own house. He think he should drive a good car. That at his level and the work he has done, he needs a good car to be able to cushion the stress he goes through so he can live long enough to be able to help other people. He thinks he needs a certain level of house. It's not any house he can live in. So he rents a house that is befitting to him for security, for comfort, and for convenience. So understand, he has his own headache. The fact that you can calculate how much money he's making, or how much money he gets paid, or how much all his allowance, all the wages he gets paid come to, or how much profit he's making from his business, doesn't mean he actually have you on his head as per what should give him headache or what should keep him awake. So when your uncle refuses to help you or fails to help you, please understand that you're not his responsibility. Please understand he has his own headache and you're not one of them. Another thing I want you to understand, this one may sound harsh, but I want you to accept it to be true, because that's the truth. You are not your uncle's responsibility. Yes, you say it's your uncle, not your father. Abi, he says your aunt, not your mother. You say it's your cousin, not your father, not your mother. Do you know what that means? You are not their responsibility. Now, let me tell you something about life in case you don't know that. It's your parents who introduce you into this earth that have responsibility for your upbringing. Now, they are the ones that is their responsibility to make sure their children eat, go to school, have shelter, have the good things they need in life, and get groomed enough to be able to raise other children. Your responsibility in life lies squarely on your parents. You don't have the right to insist or demand from any other human being to actually help you, including your elder brother or elder sister. So you understand that they are not your responsibility. What they are offering you is help. Somebody is saying this boy is very wicked. Maybe he's a very stingy uncle, so he's trying to defend stingy uncles. No, that is not what I'm saying. I just want you to first understand that your uncles are not your responsibility. When you understand that, I will not tell you the other side. Is a wicked uncle that will actually see his relations that he could help and refuse to help them. God forbid that I become such an uncle. As a matter of fact, what I intend to do is that I make a plan that when I earn money every month, I will set aside, even if it's 1,000 naira every day or 1,000 naira every week or every month, I'll be setting aside a certain amount of money in a separate bank account. The idea that if any relation beg for money, I will go to the account and check. Depending on who needs the money, I will check those who actually deserve to get the money. I will be able to help relations from that account. If while I'm saving the money I saved there to help relation became bigger than my money, no problem. But the plan is that I want to have this responsibility that for my extended and all kinds of family members that ask for money, I will withdraw money from this and help them. That is my plan. I'm saying this for my own end, but I want you to understand that as a young person, don't ever think that your responsibility lies on your uncle who didn't give birth to you, for God's sake. So when you understand this, you go to them asking and begging with humility. Go to them asking and begging, knowing that they can say no. And when they say no, you don't get deeply hurt, because you know they don't owe it to you. Someone is telling me that, boy, it's my father that trained him, it's my mother that raised his mother, why can't he help? They helped him, why can't he help? That is human beings for you. He decided not to help. You are not going to judge him. So what you do is to mind your business and find a way of surviving, even if it does not help you. One other thing I want you to understand is this. Your uncle may not have helped you, or may have refused to help you, because God is not helping you. Somewhere in Job, I read that people cry about the hand operation of the mighty, but they never ask, where is God my maker? There's something I want you to bear in mind here. Sometimes if God decides not to help you, your uncle can't help you. He may have all the money, but something will just happen, he can't help you. Just a day before he sends you the money, after collecting your account number, something will come up. Or one day he just develop hatred for you. That may be a manifestation of the fact that God is not helping you. But again, I want to let you know, if God decides to help you, even your most stingy, most wicked uncle, God will go to him and cause him to help you. The reason is because the heart of every uncle is in God's hand, and he moves it in whichever direction he chooses to. My time is up, and I want to summarize what I've said here so far. The point is this: your uncle may refuse to help you. Your job is not to go getting angry with him or vexing for him, spreading lies about him. What you do is to recognize that he actually may be incapacitated. He may not have money at the moment. He may have pressing need. He may have a loan he's paying back. And now you understand that you are not his headache. So don't make it look like he shouldn't drive fine car because you have to go to school. Don't make it look like his wife should be suffering and starving because you need to go to school. They can make the sacrifice on their own because they are a good person. If they choose to, good for them. I mean, God will bless them. But if they choose not to, please understand that you are not their headache. Then another thing you need to bear in mind is that you are not their responsibility. It's your parents that are responsible for you. If they offer to help you, it is help, not that they owe you. And when you understand this, also bear in mind that God may have withdrawn help from you, and that was why your uncles became incapacitated to help you. If you recognize that, then when your uncle refused to help you, you can go to God and say, God, please help me. And listen, sometimes your uncle may have been stingy, because you actually don't qualify. You don't deserve to be helped. My time is up, like I said earlier. So what I'm going to do now is this. In the next episode, I'm going to tell you, how do you qualify to receive help from your uncle?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Youth Cruise. For more episodes, visit brojit.com/youth. For quick tips we share with youths every Monday, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brojit World. You can equally join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending YC to 0810-550-4664.